1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerAndOtWigs.com. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook at FBHW Show.
We continue along with Name That Tune, the theme this week, the worst number one songs ever. Is everybody ready for tune and clue number
ready.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This tune, which was at number one for 10 weeks, was featured in a movie of the same name, written and directed by Joseph Brooks, who was also a songwriter. The movie was about a girl trying to make it in show business. The lead role was played by Didi Khan, who you might know as Frenchie, in the movie Grease, which came out the following year. Here is your tune number seven.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone.
It's a real banger.
Man, I know this song, but I can't.
You'll know it as soon as the chorus hits.
So many dreams.
No, I'm trying to think of who,
sang it.
Deep inside me, alone in the dark. But now you've come along.
Steve,
the flu was just about to drop, friend. You stopped at a terrible time.
That's when the club goes crazy. Life?
Hot wings.
Barbara Streisand?
No, Hot Wings.
You Light Up My Life by Helen Reddy?
No.
Free Beer. You Light Up My Life, Linda Ronstadt.
No. Anybody else got a guess? This is You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone.
Debbie Boone. I'm pretty sure her dad was somebody famous, but I could not think of her as Pat Boone's daughter.
And every bit is cool.
Oh, this was like the soundtrack of my childhood because it's the kind of stuff my mom listened to.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's enough.
Debbie Boone.
That sucks.
That is so bad. This next one's not much better. Tune and clue number eight. This tune is a song about racial harmony, using piano keys as a metaphor. The black keys on the piano. Hot Wings.
Ebony and Ivory by Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney.
Hot Wings, any idea how long it was at number one for?
Too long.
9 weeks?
Nope. Anybody else?
2 weeks.
12 weeks.
7 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Show code, I have to admit that if I had buzzed in before Hot Wings, I would have said Stevie Wonder and Frank Sinatra because of the SNL sketch. When Sinatra goes, "You are dark and I am white. You are blind as a bat and I have sight."
All right,
I'm not going to do the next line.
We go, amigo.
It is time for Tune and Clue number nine. In this song, every now and then, this singer gets a little bit restless and she dreams of something wild. Every now and then, she gets a little bit helpless, and she's lying like a child in your arms. Every now and then, she gets a little bit angry, and she knows she's about to get out and cry.
God dang it.
And every now and then, she gets a little bit terrified. But then she sees the look in your eyes. I'm going to start it where
God
this
dang
song
it. Why can't I think of it?
Gets good. Here's your tune, number nine.
Every now and then, I'm full of
Steve. Hot Wings.
Steve.
Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's right. Yeah.
All I could think of was the Dan Band.
Oh my God, I know every one of these lyrics, and I cannot place it.
Oh, she does that like raspy growl.
It's awesome.
I think this is a good song.
I like this one.
Yeah,
me too.
Who got that? You got that?
There it is.
Do you think Joan Jett turned this song down first? Kind of a similar raspy style.
We have a scoreboard update.
I have Steve with 3, Hot Wings with 1, Mate with 1. I have 2, I Knew Something points, and Tommy is 5.
Hey.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's right. You've known a couple of somethings, too,
no,
I guess.
Just not the things that are the game.
But you're on the board, and that's what matters.
I'll take it.
As we go into Tune and Clue, number 10. In this tune, this singer is pouring out his passion in an effort to get with a girl he's fallen for, and he has fallen for hard. He seems more interested in love than lust. He explains it in very poetic terms, how he's feeling, and makes it clear he's all in. He'll be with her until the planets stop turning. Hmm. I'm also going to start this one where it gets really good with Tune and Clue number 10.
I would do
Steve.
Oh, God.
Meatloaf, I would do anything for love. But Dream I won't air. Do that.
That's right.
Anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love.
Why he did anything but Broadway tunes is beyond me. I mean, I guess he was successful doing pop hits, but these all sound like they belong on a stage.
Definitely.
They do. Like if this was from the soundtrack of Cats.
Yeah,
I just remember all of his music videos. He's just running around, and it's really windy.
And he's like always sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got like a an oil lantern or something.
Yeah.
Usually has a candle. In my mind, he has a scarf blowing behind him.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
It's like 80% of the set. It's just scarves.
Until What's your scarf budget, man?
Until Gary Busey stole it.
Took my art! Mate!
Mate, come on, mate. Let it go, mate. Not worth it.
That clip lives in our brains for free.
The word meat is ruined
for me. If you've never seen
me.
Gary Busey yell at Meatloaf, or Meatloaf yell at Gary Busey over art
so
supplies
sad.
On Celebrity Apprentice. It is sad because Busey has a brain injury and he's yelling at someone who can't process it. He's like, I just got your poster board. Surprise! And by the way, spoiler alert, Busey didn't take anything.
No.
Who is it like Flavor Flav comes around the corner and he's like, is this yours? I found it under the table. Yeah. It's like Vanilla Ice or something.
It was under the chair.
I don't know, some terrible rapper.
And I think...
was it Big or Rich?
It was Rich.
It was John Rich.
Who was trying to keep them from fighting.
He's like, mate. Settle down, mate. Come on, just let's be friends. I got to go talk to Hannity.
Mate.
Chill out.
Man, crazy.
And he doesn't apologize either, does he?
No. Because then when he finds it, he goes, you got to learn not to mess with me. But you got to learn not to overreact, you fathead.
He knew he was in the wrong, but didn't know how to process saying I was wrong.
You know a producer hid that stuff on him. They're like, this is going to be amazing.
Oh, that guy's tightly wound. Look at
poor, him. Poor Busey just walking around wondering how 4 + 4 = 8.
All right, it is time.
What time they're serving the mice sandwiches for lunch? He doesn't know anything.
It's time for Tune and Clue number 11. The meaning of this tune changes depending on what mix you're listening to. In the original version, the woman the song is named after is upset because her boyfriend, Vitorino, has joined the army. She retaliates by going out in the town and carousing with other men. In another mix, she gets mad at her boyfriend and goes out to shake it while he's out of town. In this version, she seems to be more promiscuous. Here is your tune, number 11. And the boys, they say, Hot Wings.
Los Del Rios Macarena.
Steve.
Oh, it's not right. Steve.
Los Del Rio.
Oh, did I say
Macarena?
Yeah. Just one Rio.
It's just one river, man.
That's what this song is about. This has a story?
Yeah, she's an a-hole. Guy's trying to do something good. She goes out, she's like, I'll show you. I'm going to go F. And these old men are going to sing about it.
It is weird.
I told the guys I learned how to do the Macarena because I was watching Oprah with my mom. And they were teaching you, like, hey, want to be basically that video that we watched last week. Want to be hip in the 90s?
That would be cool, Steve.
Here's how you do the Macarena and the electric slide.
Yeah. With your mom.
Now, come on. What was I supposed to do?
I don't know.
It's bad.
I mean,
guess how many weeks that was at number one?
A million.
Oh, it's forever. It's still You're number close, one mate, in my heart.
A whole year.
What'd you say, mate?
15.
14 weeks at number
wow.
one.
Wow.
God.
It, yeah, it was.
What year was that? Did you say?
97?
96. I think so. I know it was 90s, but I don't have
Somewhere
the exact
in
year.
There. Yeah.
All right. Time for Tune and Clue number 12. This is a very dark tune about how club life in LA was being killed off and live acts had no place to go. The band said the line, "We just lost the beat," reiterated to them the wrecking ball. It's knocking down live music, they said. It's being tramped on by corporations and commerciality. Here is your tune, number 12.
We built this city.
Oh, Tommy.
Starship. We built this city.
That's it.
It is. That's it, right?
We built this city on rock and roll.
Man, it's like they did an advertisement for destroying the very thing they're sticking up for with this song.
Oh, I didn't realize the album was called Knee Deep in the Hoopla.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They reference it in the song, and that's the name of the dumb album, too. Yeah.
Can we just let this play the entire song?
It's the same band that sang White Rabbit when they were Jefferson Airplane. I recognize my face. Say you
don't care close to that kind of place. Here it is.
God, you can practically hear him being rebellious.
Don't bother me now, I'm knee deep in the hoopla.
Wait till you hear what Smart Pony does.
He plays the mama.
Yeah, he did. No, but most people didn't know Smart Pony could play the mama.
Listen,
he just invented radio.
When that song came out, my friend said, "This is the best song ever recorded, and it always will be."
They just all wore white jumpsuits, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like they were going to paint your deck.
Well,
and the videos were like lasers in space.
Wait, I'm pretty sure that was probably the era where they were giants walking through the city.
Oh, in the streets?
Yeah. Some kind of Carrie McKee deal going on.
Wearing a hard hat.
Yeah.
Look, they're the city builders.
Looking good.
All right, it is time for the final tune and final clue. This one is worth 10 points.
Ooh. Ooh.
Because it's a charity song. This was a benefit single for victims of famine in Africa.
Free beer.
Free beer.
We Are the World by Everyone.
Hot Steve. Wings.
Voices of Hope.
No.
Steve.
Keep going.
String Dusters. No. Punch Munchkins.
Steve.
No. Steve.
USA for Africa. We Are the World.
Yeah. There comes a time.
This was a good documentary. They did a documentary about this thing and bringing everyone together, which was logistically a nightmare.
Yeah.
Didn't they only have them together for like 6 hours or something?
Yeah, like the overnight or whatever. They weren't done with all the lyrics yet. I mean, it was like crazy how it all came together.
To get Dan Aykroyd in there with the world's best, most popular singers of the time, plus Dan Aykroyd.
Hey, look, he was a blues brother.
Yep. Are you saying this wasn't a good song?
It's been 4 weeks at number one, but also made the list of some of the worst number one songs of all time.
I always see the clip, too, where, like, Cyndi Lauper kicks in, and it's like Lionel Richie or somebody looks over like, the hell is that?
No, it's Michael Jackson.
Is it?
Yeah, Michael Jackson was real side-eye to a lot of guys on this. Mm-hmm.
That song, there was a radio promotion where every radio station in America was going to play We Are the World at noon on some day, whatever year that came out.
Yeah, it was 84,
and,
I think.
And for whatever reason, we were pretty excited. But also, I had a family member who didn't come home one night around that time, and me and my sister were driving through back roads, like sand pits and stuff, trying to find their car. Like, literally worried that that we were going to find something awful. And then she said, oh, my God, it's almost We Are the World time. And we stopped our search and flipped the radio station to all of them so we could hear it on all of them. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He would want us to hear this.
It's true.
It's almost We Are the World
time. I mean, if he's dead, it's too late.
By the way, he was fine. He just didn't want to come home because he was mad at Mommy and Daddy. That's what we all suspected the entire time. Not going to lie, though. I was deeply concerned we were going to have a Ray Brower situation. Yeah. Ah, dead body.
Mm. It happens. But didn't. So
God, I'll never forget the lightning of flipping to every station and hearing We Are the World.
That was really the strong era of feeling like you were doing something while not actually doing anything.
It was like 5 minutes later, they said, ooh, hands across America. We did that other thing. Let's have everybody hold hands from New York to San Francisco.
Yep.
And they did, except for wide swaths of the country where no one was.
It was tough. It wasn't easy to fill in some of those big gaps in the Plain States.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, it'd take a lot of people.
Yeah, it's easy to hold hands around Chicago.